HKX.
Swift.
Really good to hear you back on the air, Jody.
I'm back on the air. My sinuses are still messing with me a little bit, but back pretty much back to normal, Roger.
Really good to hear. We didn't know what was going on with you.
Well, the wife come home with something, you know, and she works from home, and she got it, passed it on to me, and about the time I started getting over it, I got a sinus infection on top of it. So that's what kicked my butt this time.
After that, sinus infections are tough. I get them quite often sometimes.
Guaranteed once a year, maybe twice.
Here. And they can be brutal at times.
Bad. This is one of the worst ones I can remember. Missed you on Saturday. That would have been fun to chat with you, Leon.
I hated that. I was pretty disappointed in the Hamfest, though.
You both, you know, we got in there and I was like, man, my wife's going, what do you think? I said, this is not a good one.
I have to agree with you. That was not a good one. I mean, I'm glad they're putting the effort in, but I don't know. That's a long drive for that. Especially with the relentless rain that was on Saturday.
Man, that was, well, yes, that was rough. You know, watching some of the people out there drive was like, man.
Roger that. Did you go down 85 all the way?
That's the way I went.
I'm glad we didn't. We only had to be on 85 for a short stretch there where 74 comes back out. But, man alive. Some of them, I mean, you didn't think it was raining at all the way they were driving.
Just a nice little decent speed, which is not bad. And then you got some person in the left-hand lane doing 45, 50 mile on the interstate, you know, that makes it real rough.
Then they don't turn the lights on top of it.
Rude with their flashers on. Dude, like you said, somebody in a black car and no lights on, you pass them and you lose them in your mirror. And these people, I don't guess they understand.
I've seen them out here driving on 25 this morning with no headlights on.
How do you not see that?
I don't know. There's no way you could not know that at all. No way.
Daylight, you know, running lights that they have out now. A lot of people don't realize they need to turn their headlights on if they're not automated, you know, because just because they can see don't mean you can see the back of their car.
Yeah, I blame that on the auto manufacturers. Because they shouldn't turn the interior lights on until the headlights are on.
Agree. I'm still old school. I like throwing switches on and turning switches on and all that stuff.
I'm with you. I don't want the car thinking for me. I don't want anything thinking for me. I like to do it myself. I'm hoping for a good day. What kind of projects y'all got going on?
I go load up a 330 Traco and move it to a job to do a little repair. And then from there, I got to move it to another one so we can start doing some 48s. We got to replace some 48s under the road over there. And I think it's close to Star.
Size Culvert.
I wanted to tell Eric that I just did a job right down the road from his Aerobie plant. We did 60 inches on that one.
I'm on here this week so far.
I was sick and I couldn't talk good, so I couldn't say nothing.
You're feeling better, that's for sure.
Me too, I promise you that. I'm here at the yard, so I'm going to tell you good morning. And enjoy your day, and God bless you, my friend.
That's not a problem. You have a good day, And have a blessed day yourself, and I will talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 73.